Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. Let's do this thing. Happy Halloween to everybody. Hallow's Eve. Let's do this thing. We're breaking it down. We got the World Series. We've got college football. We've got NBA. We've got the NHL. Whatever you're into, we've got it, including the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. What's going on, Cam? How you doing?
What's happening, Morenci? Yeah, I got the old Winnipeg Jets outfit on, my old men's league helmet that is fitting tighter than anything I've ever put on my head before. I can't even get
looks
my
like
earphones.
Your head's really squeezed in there.
It's squeezed in. I'm like one of those big porky guys at the men's league, man. Got to lose some weight. But yeah, I was going through my equipment, found some gloves. I got some nice, I should show you my tacklers too at the next break. Found some beautiful, our team used to have the same ones as the Washington Capitals with the stars down the side. We're the Jets. Our team was the Jets, actually. I know you're not a big fan of the Jets, but yeah, I got some equipment here. Good times.
Not a fan of the Winnipeg Jet general manager right now, but that's yes. That's another story. We're ready to rock. Looking good here.
Yeah.
I think we're looking good. The theme of that, I sort of think like of Rutgers when I look at my mask here, Kim. I look like a Rutgers Scarlet Knight. Like it's like a mean mascot.
We're a mean
mascot.
That's great. I agree.
You got like a COVID thing too. You can just walk in like people who got the shield on. That's like a COVID mask for you.
That's right. Oh yeah. This iTech baby, it's pretty thick. Like it's
you really look COVID? Like you're squeezed into that thing, man.
Oh man. Yeah, this helmet, I'm telling you, it is absolute. I'm squeezing it in, but hey, it's Halloween. You said find something. That's the only thing I could find. I couldn't find anything. Oh, good. I found this helmet. So I go, this is good for some laughs.
Absolute gold. I didn't know what you were going to do. I didn't know how you were going to bring it, but that's just great. Yeah, you're looking great. Hopefully the picture looking great. How about them Packers last night, huh?
We went contrarian.
We're the Grim Reaper. We're coming. I need a pitchfork. I should have got like one of those little pitchforks right now. We'd be ready to go.
You're scaring me.
That's what Pat's going to be bringing.
He'll probably bring what he usually brings, a jersey of some sort. It's Halloween for this guy every day. I don't know what he's going to. I don't know if he's going to wear a mask, but I'll say, Morenci, you look like some of those characters.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Bagwell.
You're creeping me out with that mask. That thing's scary, man. Like, I'm getting the creeps here.
It's like
you're the neighborhood predator right there. It's that's very, very dangerous.
I'll get you, Skella. I'll get you, He-Man. You've gotten me for the last time. You will pay, He-Man.
He-Man, I'm so sick and Skeletor always, I will get revenge on you, He-Man.
You know what? I want to wear this in the elevator and just scare the crap out of somebody that gets on the elevator.
Somebody,
and
I'll stand, I'm going to be honest with
Kim,
you.
I'll stand right as the door opens. Imagine if I'm standing right as the door opens. I think I'm going to do it a little bit later on, actually.
Just I got to be honest with you. Just don't do it in front of a kid, like a family. Like, if it's an adult, it's cool. Like, you might make a kid cry or, like, scream or something. Like, honestly, like, that thing's pretty scary. I got to be honest.
Can't freak out. Yeah, straight up.
We'll see. Right there.
I don't know. We'll see how long Cam can last in that helmet. I don't know. You look like you're squeezed in, like the entire uniform.
Tight. Real tight.
You got shoulder pads on in there?
No, that's my regular shoulders.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. It's Halloween. Let's do this thing. It's Halloween. And we got a full slate of action here tonight. For those of you tuning in on the radio, Cam's decked out. He's got his old hockey gear on. He's got his old hockey gear on, and he's looking good. Looking good.
Good. That's a relative term. Looking fat is, I think, the appropriate term. I didn't even realize how big my head got. I used to put my head in this thing. Holy jeez.
You make me want to play some hockey right now. Don't you feel like playing hockey?
I do, actually. I got to go. I got to join a league. I got to join a league and get back in the game. You've convinced me, Marenzi. Enough is enough. Looking at me squeezing into this equipment. Like, seriously, it's embarrassing.
You're going to need some new gear.
Oh, Bill. Yeah. You should see my skates. I should bring them from downstairs. I got those, like, Micron Megas. Like, honestly, like, they weigh about 50 pounds. Like, kids today, like, skates are so light. Like, even the equipment I have, Gabe, it's so heavy. Everything's heavy, man. Like, you can barely move.
Micron, the old plastic boot skates.
The good ones. They were good. They were good, actually, those Megas. When they got Ray Bork used to wear them. That's why I remember. I like those skates.
You know what I wore as a kid, Cam? I got them for free from my uncle because they were a sponsor. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, I used to get a new, right in a box, new pair of goalie skates every year. Lang.
Oh, yeah. Love Lang. L-A-N-G-E.
Lang.
Lang.
Yeah,
with Lang.
Yeah. Lang, the poor man's Micron.
Yeah, they are. Lang's are all right.
Lang was the plastic boot, too.
Remember Dao?
Was a good skate.
I love those skates, too. They're my first skate. They're my favorites. Then they stopped making.
Dao is the poor man's Bauer. It's a Bauer.
Yes.
So Dao was a Bauer, like competition to Bauer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like Dao's better than Bauer's.
When we were kids, though, Cam, like, it was the CCM Super Tax, right? That was, like, the big one.
Yes.
Like, when I was a kid, like, that was the best. That was what the pros used to wear, right? Mm-hmm. CCM, the Super Tax Pro. Now, I don't know. These guys all have custom skates and stuff, right?
That's true.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Make CCM Super Tax anymore?
Don't know. Haven't been to a skate shop in a long time, Renzi, as you can tell. I haven't really been in the market for skate.
I know. We got to be playing some ice hockey. We got to go out and play. We got to join a beer league somewhere.
Ice match.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah, it's game time decisions. I am the Grim Reaper, kicking it with Gary Goon, the racing Gary Goon.
That's right.
Remember the wrestler? Goon. I like that wrestler, the Goon. Remember in the WWF the old days? He had the hockey gear on, the Goon.
The Goon.
I don't know who that wrestler was, but I saw an interview the other day. I saw an interview with Raven, and he was complaining. He goes, Vince McMahon doesn't know how to use people. And he said, look what they did to Rob whatever. And he goes, they made him an effing hockey player. He was the Goon. And Raven said, that was the dumbest gimmick I've ever seen in my life, the Goon. I'm like, I liked it. It was a good gimmick, the Goon.
I like the Goon.
The Goon. All right, let's bring in Steve Merrill. I got to say, in the words of Frank Costanza, I got a lot of problems with you. Oh, here we go, Merrill.
There we go, Steve. There we go.
You're going to call me Merrill. I've got the killer hockey
stick. Look here. You got the stick, too.
I've got the jersey.
Wow.
Look at this guy. Stone cold. Stone cold.
Look, you know, hey, so do kids come to your door or anything like that? You going to answer the door like that?
I very well might. I did wager talk today like this with Teddy Covers, and even Teddy went and got a mask late in the show because he was feeling left out. So, yeah, this is totally coincidence that I have a hockey mask and Cam in the hockey helmet, folks. This was not planned. I knew
you guys looking good. You guys look good. That's a nice looking hockey mask, actually. That'd be a nice Red Wing mask. Cam, okay, old school. I could wear a Red Wing jersey with that.
I think it looks great. No, Steve, good call, buddy. I'm impressed. I love it. The blood running down. You're right. Red Wings colors, Marazzi. Looks great. Looks real good.
Yeah, it's right, funny, too, because Teddy ran out during the segment live, and, like, he's off screen, and we're talking to someone else. I was like, if he doesn't get back in time, I'm going to say he's doing the Invisible Man. But he came back with this. It was kind of like yours. It was kind of like a He-Man Skeletor type thing. It's like, Teddy, you've aged 30 years. My goodness. Teddy doesn't like Halloween. He doesn't agree, and the adults dress it up. As you can imagine, guys, you know Teddy.
Teddy hates everything. Teddy, Teddy hates
everything except dark clouds. Except winners. Everything. Ooh, come on. Be happy, Teddy. Yeah. What's going on?
I'm not even sure he doesn't hate winners. He might hate winners even, Gabe.
Teddy told me the other day, like, I got into it.
It was during – Teddy came on. It was during a Dodgers game against the Giants. And our apologies to the radio. I had a mask on there. So, I'm trying to yell out. So, exactly. Teddy was on during the Dodger game, and I was stressing out. I'm like, oh, my God. And he goes, what's wrong with you? Why are you, like, cheering over this game? And whatever. He was going off. And I said, because I'm a sport fan. I'm a fan of the team. He goes, well, I feel sorry for you. Because I'm not a fan, man. I said, feel sorry for you because you're dead inside. I said, you feel
it's
nothing.
The other way.
At least I said, I'm still a kid. I still care about this.
Yes. I agree.
I got like, mad because he goes, I feel sorry for you. And I said, you know what? I actually feel sorry for you. And I got all deep. I said, you feel nothing. I said, everything's just a wager. I said, I'm still a fan of some of these teams. At least I'm enjoying the game. I said, what do you enjoy? I think I made him sad.
No, that would make me sad, too. The thing is, I agree with it. Like, now that we've started gambling, it's like I can't even go to, like, a kid's basketball game and not find another father to bet on the game. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I can't watch a sporting event without gambling on it. No, it's a real issue. You're right, Marazzi. At least you still got feelings. And I remember I felt like a kid watching that Dodgers-Cardinal game. That was the first time in years that I was like, oh, thank God. Like sports again, like I felt my inner child again. Like I loved the game, the way it was played. It was awesome. It's hard for it right now. All we do is think about winning money and betting.
No, I don't. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I'm looking forward to the games tonight. Big night of sports. I like it tonight. NBA, NHL, college football, and the World Series. Yeah. Intriguing. Let's get into it. It's starting to take shape a little bit here, guys. So let's get into it, Merrill. So I don't know if anyone's in Atlanta. Our live chat isn't working right now, so I don't know what's up. Hopefully the YouTube thing gets sorted out so we can get word from people in Atlanta as far as the weather. But I'm seeing it's raining in the ATL. And what I find interesting, I always, Steve, because I like to play the props, right, total bases and stuff. So I always look up batter versus pitcher history. There is none. Literally. Like nobody has seen anybody. Nobody on the Atlanta Braves has ever seen Luis Garcia before. Not one at bat. And a similar situation with Anderson. They haven't seen him. That's always an advantage, Cam. We talk about it. The kid that gets called up that first game, all they have is tape. Now, they're good at scouting this stuff, but you guys know what it's like. If you haven't seen a pitcher before, it's a challenge the first couple of times. And Anderson's pretty good, Steve. People don't talk about him, but he's been rock solid. Like they were talking about, I was reading about Snitker talking about him, and he was saying, said Anderson's 24 years old, but the kid's got ice in his veins. They said he doesn't get nervous. They said he just doesn't get nervous. And you look at his playoffs last year and this year, he's been rock solid in the playoffs, Cam and Steve. Anderson's been one of those guys, no one knows who he is, but he gives you five innings. And he's actually got 36 strikeouts and 30 innings of playoff baseball in the last two playoffs combined. Strikeout prop only 3.5 at plus money. I'm going over the number, and I'm going under the number in the baseball game tonight, Steve. I don't see a big lot of runs tonight.
Yeah, and they're spot on with the first five line. You know, the full game is 8.5, but the first five is only 4.5. And that five is obviously a very critical number for a first five line. First of all, guys, the first two games of the World Series, you better shop around because game one, there's both eights and eights and halves readily available out there, and it lands eight. somewhat unlikely number. And then, of course, game two, I put out over 8.5 for my clients at wagertalk.com. It closes, though, in a lot of spots that evening at 9 under, and it lands 7-2. It lands on 9. So these totals have been spot on so far. We've got 8.5, pretty much shaded a little bit to the over in most spots. A few spots still have it shaded under. So we'll see. I don't think it's going to get to that key number of 9. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think the first time through, it's definitely an advantage for the pitcher. And also, it's travel day, you know. So does that cool off these offenses, which have been a little sporadic so far in the World Series? I do feel like the momentum is kind of waning for both of these capable offensive units. That would probably get you looking under 8.5 for that reason.
Raining right now and 51 degrees, Cam. It's football weather.
Yeah,
football weather is in the ATL tonight. That doesn't help the over, bro. Balls don't fly as much in the rain.
If you're
talking about rain and football not mattering, baseball, it does. The ball just with the water, it doesn't travel as much.
Weather matters. It's cold, soggy. Yeah, that ball won't travel out of the park. I agree. I actually like the under in tonight's game as well. 8.5, I think it's going. I like Atlanta, Gabe. I like Anderson. I watch this guy pitch a lot. He's, in my opinion, tremendously underrated. And basically, we have a pick 'em situation. I know the Houston Astro bats can hit, but you give me a home team. These guys don't lose at home. It's barely over a pick.
5-0 at home, Cam, in the playoffs this year.
I'm with Atlanta tonight. I think the price is right. I thought I'd have to lay a quarter. I don't even have to lay that. So I'm with Atlanta.
Steve, what do you think about the game tonight? I'm not on Atlanta. That's Cam's pick. I haven't given my pick yet. I like the under of the game. What
about
you,
under too.
On the side.
Yeah, I mean, I still think if you want to look at maybe – I'm staying off the side, but if you want to look at an adjusted series price, you know, obviously if you favor Atlanta, you don't want to take the Astros tonight. You're going to give him better, you know, plus money price in game four if they do lose. But I saw going into game two, Gabe, some sports books had plus 1.5 minus 135 for an adjusted series price for Houston. And to put that in perspective, this is a team that was minus 140 when the series started. They were down one game only, and you can get them at plus 1.5 at minus 135, and that was without Morton now for the rest of the series. And then, of course, Fried lost game two. So Atlanta basically is going to have Fried for one more game in the final five and no Morton. So I still think it sets up well for Houston to win this thing big picture. They were my preferred side when the World Series began at minus 140. I'm not sure tonight's a spot to take them because I do think this game's a toss-up. But if Houston loses this game tonight, I would definitely look at an adjusted series price on Houston heading into game four. I still think they can get it done.
Right now, Houston are minus 1.5, plus 180. And the Atlanta Braves are plus 1.5 games. I'm talking games now. Plus 1.5, Cam, minus 225. I bet before the series started, I'm kind of kicking myself, Cam, that I didn't do 6 and 7 because I only did 6. I took the series to go 6 games at plus 200. And it was 7 at plus 200. They're both plus 150 right now. And I didn't pick a winner in the series. I only picked it to go 6. So this series to go 6 is plus 150, and it to go 7 is plus 150.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's hard not to like Atlanta, even though I lean Houston.
I agree.
It's one of these deals. I think Houston wins the series, so I'm sort of, well, I'll just take Houston every game type of deal. But, I mean, you can make a strong case for the Braves tonight, man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're rolling. Game time decisions. I am Gabe Morency, kicking it with Steve Merrill, Cam Stewart. We're talking World Series. We'll get into tonight's games. NFL football as well. Cousin Sal will join us a little bit later on. Dave Sharapan, Mick Aussie, and more. So a bit busy night tonight. So let's keep this thing rolling right now. But as far as the baseball game is concerned, we were talking about the updated series price right now. Houston Astros minus 135 at FanDuel. Braves plus 115. Series spread, Braves plus 1.5, minus 225. Astros minus 1.5 plus plus 180. Series to go 5 games plus 270. Series to go 6 games plus 150. Series to go 7 games. Now we get into the correct score. If you had to pick the correct score right now, Ken, without the odds, what do you think happens? Like who and what?
Hank, the Braves.
I'm saying Stroh's in 6. You're saying like Braves 7?
Yep.
I'm gonna stick to Stroh's in 6, even though that seems crazy.
Sounds nice. Stroh's in 6. It kind of just has like a, it rolls off the tongue.
Steve, what would you say? Cam says Braves 7. I'll say Stroh's 6. That's what I said before the series. So,
well, I mean, you could definitely play both 6 and 7 at plus 150. I don't see it going. I don't see either team sweeping the next 3. So I think you're going to probably lock up a little profit there either way. But I like the Astros at the start.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, and with Fried only going one of these last 5 and no Morton, Gabe, I mean, I like the Stroh's, but I don't think they're going to sweep the next 3. So, yeah, Stroh's in either 6 or 7. I would take it specifically that way instead of the exact games. Take a little better payoff, play both 6 and 7 with the Stroh's. I think you get it done.
I don't have a problem with that either. Houston Astros in 7 is plus 320. Houston Astros in 6 is plus 350. We should know both those games in Houston.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be favorites too. It's not a bad. I already have it to go 6 overall. I already have it in 6 overall, so I don't know how to approach this. Like, I'm kind of confused.
Sit back and be a right fan. Just sit back and be a fan.
Yeah,
it's not the way we roll.
I'm a fan, but I'm like Teddy. I got both. I am a gambler and a fan, Merrill. I need both.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to know I can't invite Cam to any of my kids' baseball or basketball games in the future.
I bet with other parents. My cousin's a good athlete. He played basketball at a really high level. Yeah, I got a problem. Like betting parents and making spreads up before games, like ridiculous.
Hey, Steve. In NHL games in Canada, like Tim Hortons, you know, the donut place, they have like, it's called the Timbits Hockey League. So it's basically little tykes, little kids, right? And they play at intermission. Like if NHL games, they'll roll them out at intermission. It's little kids, you know, it's like a 5-minute, 7-minute game. I think Cam has bet on the Timbit kids before, haven't you?
I have.
I'll take the kids in blue.
I didn't want to be Tim Donaghy. I cleaned up because I used to be a ref when I was younger for the Timbit League. So there was no betting when I was the referee. Actually, like, even though I wanted to, I go, got to keep it clean.
Do you know what the lowest, I think? People ask me, like, what's the lowest, most degenerate thing I've ever bet on? I think what it is now when I come to think of it, me and my buddies, we used to play Madden, like, video games head-to-head for money, obviously. Everyone's done that. But we would bet on the out-of-town scoreboard.
That's pretty random.
Like we were like it would be the schedule and stuff. We'd be like, all right, I got the Rams, you got the Lions, you got the Eagles. So like during the, like we'd be playing the game and Cam, imagine you're playing a video game for $50 and you got your eye on the score. You're like, freaking Giants are down 10-3. Like, you know what I mean?
Damn,
you
keep playing.
It's like the scoreboard's popping up. Like, yeah, like they like in the mountain, they have like the scroll and the score out of town scoreboard. Yeah, we bet on the out of town scoreboard in video games. That was pretty.
That's pretty degenerate, huh?
Yeah. That's like I don't even know what to say. That's pretty wild. Yeah.
I thought you'd be impressed.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of both. I've mixed emotions about that.
I thought you'd be impressed.
He's conflicted.
The other cool one too we did was we used to play Monopoly for real money.
That's cool.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. That's actually a pretty cool idea. That game just
play Monopoly for like you basically figured out before, like you can't get crazy, right? So it's like, all right, that's worth a cent. $100 is a buck. $100 is a buck. $500 is $5 because otherwise it gets crazy. But it led to a big brawl. Me and my buddies got into a big brawl, man, over a Monopoly money game. And there was like 700 cash, man, in the pot in the middle, the go to jail pot thing. Like, you know what I mean? The pot cam.
Parking.
Yeah, cash, bro, like 20s and 10s and 5s and change and stuff. And one dude got pissed off, man, about something. I forget what he snapped about. And he smashed the board and the money flew up in the air everywhere. Except we didn't know whose money was what and stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
We're like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. I punched him. I got so upset. I got up and I swung and I punched him and he threw me down a flight of stairs and everyone else started fighting. It led to a big brawl and we all lived together. The next morning, we're all like bloodied and sitting there We're like, all right, no more Monopoly for money. We can't play that anymore.
I played a cash tennis match with a guy I played hockey with, and his name's Bob. He's a compulsive liar, and he hit a ball like 2 feet out, and he called it in, and I let it slide, and then he did it again. I jumped the fence, and I beat the living crap out. That's the only time I've ever got physical.
Well, you jumped over the net?
Have you ever lie like this again? Like, he's a dirtbag. Like, the guy lies about everything. He's a compulsive liar. Bob. I had to teach him a lesson. I go, you can't do that in life, bro, because I just had to do it. Like, this guy's unacceptable, just lying and lying.
I do
and
agree
lying.
With that, Ken.
Yeah, and I honestly snapped. I was at first. I'm like, okay, this guy's. Then I lost it.
He said it was in. It was 2 feet out.
Oh, he's a piece of crap. This is in the
Morency
memoirs. He's a liar.
I don't know what would be. Yeah. What a great story.
Oh, he's an idiot. Yeah, Monopoly.
video games used to bring out the worst in us too. Oh, all that stuff. Like, we used to fight a lot. Like, basically, there was a store across the street from us that sold like the joysticks for video games. He told us we were keeping him in business because we used to smash him like nightly. Like, literally, I took a hammer to one once. I literally, like, son of a bang, bang, bang. Oh, like, we broke TVs. Like, my buddy once threw an Xbox out of a window. Like, he ripped it out of the wall cam. He ripped it out of the wall and threw it out the window. It was basically nightly. No, it was nightly. And it was the same thing. It was like, you're going to pay for that, eh? So it was like
expensive.
Somebody
when
else would smash
stuff,
something. You know? And everyone else would be like, you're going and buying a new Xbox right now. Right? Like, it's like, it would lead to fights and stuff. That's not your controller you just broke. Right? Like, it would, like, people would get really, really
mad. All the gambling winnings went to the guy across the street with the video game store.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. He loved us. He loved us. Like, we bought like 25 of them. just like our old bookie.
Paid for his place. Yeah.
All right. Tulsa Navy tonight, guys. You know, Tulsa have not won a football game by more than double digits all year. I know this isn't a good Navy team, Steve, but it's 11.5 points, bro. It's too many points.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good Navy team last week, right? Gave Cincinnati a little bit of a scare, but I think that was just a tremendous flat spot for Cincinnati, a team that's had a lot of big games. And you have to face that triple option against a team that was, at the time, you know, just 1-5. Now they're 1-6 in the season. But Tulsa does not have they do have extra prep time, which is always huge when you're playing the triple option. They've been off for 12 days. They had the bye week, whereas Navy has to travel on just 5 days of rest and preparation. So it's actually a good scheduling spot here, I think, for Tulsa against that triple option. They've been very mediocre against the run this year, but they do the extra preparation time might make a difference.
What do you think of it's the Fremont Cannon? Looking forward to this one, Cam. I actually am looking forward to this game. I'm going to be watching this one.
Me too.
Big battle. These teams don't like each other. It's funny. It dipped to 19.5. I'm seeing 20.5, though, right now. 58.5. I'm taking the underdog with the Rebs. These guys are 0-7 straight up, but they're 5-2 ATS. They've actually beaten Nevada two of the last three times. You know, the last time they won a football game was in Nevada at Reno in 2019. Throw the records out. I think UNLV hang. I like the over too, guys. I think I'm taking the underdog and the over in this game, Merrill. I think there's going to be points on the board.
Yeah, we talked about this game a couple days ago. I was hosting Wager Talk today, and Dave Koch, and actually yesterday was on. And I'll give Dave credit. He's playing the first half in this one. It was an interesting angle. UNLV
smoking
on the season, as you smoking Koch and the legend.
Smoking Dave Koch.
Straight up on the season. But I think they've won a couple of those first halves outright. You remember that Fresno game?
They gave them
a tough battle.
Yeah.
And then against the spread, they're 4-3 on the season. I believe they're 6-1 against the spread in the first half, according to Dave. So, and plus there's 10.5s and 11s out there. So you talked about that 20.5, Gabe, how it's under that key number of 21. If you can get plus 11 for the first half, that's probably a better option because that's a key number and they've been a better first half team. And it makes sense. They're not a good team. They get worn down by better teams in the second half. Coaching is also an issue. So I think the first half with UNLV is probably the safest play.
No, they're 5. They've only not covered twice. They didn't cover last week against San Jose State. And
Eastern Washington game.
That one was kind of weird. That number shifted and stuff. They were
That's the thing. That's the debate. That's misleading. I remember that game. It depends when you bet it.
They could have covered that game, right?
Eastern Washington closes a favorite. Yeah, but they lose straight up at home. You got to say they were a slight favorite. But, yeah, you're right. That could have gone either way.
No, I bet the game. And the member cam, I was on Eastern Washington. Eastern Washington ended up closing it like minus 2.5 or something.
And they won by two. right? Did they win by two?
Yeah.
So I was on UNLV plus two and a half. I remember they covered.
You're right, though, Cam. You're right. That's depending on what number you had, if they covered or not that game.
It's debatable. Just quickly, guys. I know Steve doesn't – there's a CFL game going on at 7 o'clock, Gabe, just to give you a heads up.
We'll get to that after. Yeah, we will. Okay. Michigan and Michigan State in the morning. Georgia, because Steve's out of here in a couple of minutes. We got Sal coming up, 30 seconds. What do you think of the college card tomorrow? I like the under in the Michigan-Michigan State game, and I like the over in the Georgia-Florida game.
Yeah, my power ratings favor Michigan by just one. So I do think there's a little bit of line value. You've got a good defensive home dog, and I think the key there could be the bye week. They have a bye, Michigan doesn't. And another team I think that's worth a look is Auburn. It was 2.5. It's up to 3, but they have a bye. Ole Miss playing.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Their 5th game in a row in the month of October. I think these guys make a big difference.
Auburn, man, is really starting to play good football. Steve Merrill, what'd you talk?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decision continues. I'll get you, He-Man. I'll get you once and for all. He-Man. I am the Grim Reaper. We're kicking it. We're here to beat the book. Sorry, FanDuel. We're coming for you tonight. We're coming for it. I am the Grim Reaper, and we bring in Cousin Sal. Gotta love Cam. Man. I'm calling him Gary Goon. Gary Goon. Look how he's squeezing into that helmet, Sal. Look at his poor hat, man. He's squeezing into his old helmet there.
It's a big melon, Marantz. That's right. It's a big melon there.
That's the old hockey helmet, or that's the one they made you wear when you got on the smaller bus when you were young.
Well, please, Sal. This is like my beer league helmet from like 20 years ago. And I know how when you get older, people's ears get bigger. My head just gets bigger. Like it's like two pumpkins now instead of one.
I got minus 160. He's not going to be able to get that thing off. It really looks snug.
It's pretty tight. It's tight.
You know, in Japan, they came up. I saw like some invention convention in Japan. Some dude came up with a thing supposedly for elderly people. So when you fall, it's like airbags pop out.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, just bounce right back up.
Yeah, and it actually worked, like, over and over. Like, he did it, and you fall backwards, fall forwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazing. Thinking, man, that's a great idea for drunks even, too, isn't it?
I agree.
Yeah, stumbling out of the, rah, 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 boom, you fall. No more face planting, Cam. You bounce right you back up.
Fantastic.
Brilliant idea.
That's good for drunks and babies and Anthony Davis, I think. All three of them.
Yeah. Hey, I've been riding the Cavs. The Cavs have been making me money this week, Sal. I'm going to go back nice. One last time here. I don't see any reason why not to.
Let me say, I'm not familiar with this game. So this is at basketball. No, which game?
The Lakers.
Cavs?
It's the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Okay. Oh,
Cavs, Lakers, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
I don't hold yeah,
the that's the bet. I'm not familiar with that game.
Load up. They are not going to be right for a while, this Lakers team. And I don't know.
True.
Westbrook is taking – I mean, he's never a sure shot from behind the arc. But if he thinks he's the man there, God bless him. They're not covering 7.5 against this team.
Yeah, we're getting 7.5 tonight with the Cavs. And I was hearing Pharrell and Carver High talk about this game and the total. And I agree, actually, with Carver. I think the total's a little too high. At 221. The Cavaliers have a lot of size now. They're a big team with Lauri Markkanen and with Jared Allen. They're actually more talented than people realize. A good play on team. So, Sal, listen, we put together a fun parlay the other night. I called it the Canadian Combo, all right? And it was actually a miracle that the Raptors-Leafs both won on the same night because they never win on the same night. Never, ever, ever win on the same night, it seems. And then we threw the Vancouver Whitecaps in there. And it paid like plus 513 or so. All right.
Yeah,
and it actually won. It won. We've got another one for tonight, actually. And I haven't shared it with Cam yet here. So we're going to mix in some CFL football and NBA. It's the Canadian combo, Cam. Calgary Stampeders to win.
Yeah.
Hamilton Tiger Cats to win.
Tiger Cats to win. Yeah.
Toronto Raptors to win.
I love it.
Plus 101.
Love it.
Canadian combo. Yeah.
Love it.
Grade A Canadian beef right there, Sal. Yeah, so plus 101, baby.
I'm going to jump on with you. Who's the first team? I heard Hamilton and the Raptors. Who's the first team?
Yeah, so Calgary.
Okay, so
yeah, Calgary
CFL.
Playing Ottawa.
FanDuel has it. It's up everywhere.
I got you.
Calgary Stampeders at Ottawa. So Calgary
like minus
line.
500. Yeah.
Hamilton money line. Both these other teams are terrible. Like Calgary's going to beat them. Hamilton will beat Edmonton. And the Raptors will beat the Orlando Magic tonight.
Well, you know me.
Plus
I'm not 101. Used to putting together. Yeah, I mean, you're getting plus money on a three-teamer, Cam. Yeah, you guys know I put seven-teamers together, and I'm still at a deficit of
minus 257.
Yeah, minus. You got to fight four more games.
Yeah, like I have like the Braves. I have the Braves over 1.5. I have Nevada money line. I have Malkachev on the UFC.
Nevada money line.
Chiefs, Rams, and Georgia, and I'm still at minus 90.
No, this one's real here. Let's see. I'm gonna put.
That's so good.
I'm gonna go 250.
By the way, I was the only idiot. I was the only idiot not from Penn State or rooted or went to the school or there. I had big money on them because I bet these nonsensical parlays. I had them on money line against Illinois, and that was the most brutal game.
Nine overtimes. Were you watching it, sweating it out too?
I couldn't. I was like stoned. I was like, why is this taking 7.5 hours? I don't understand it. Neither team wanted to win. It's disgusting.
I've never seen that because it's new shootout rule, huh? Like, for people don't realize this. So after two regular overtimes, you get the ball on the 2-yard line once. And it's like you score or you don't type of deal. And you get 2 points for it or you don't. And I swear to God, guys, it was like five or six times in a row, neither team scored. From the 2-yard line.
Oh, no. It was
excruciating. It was like, no way. They stopped them on the half-inch line again. It was like, no way.
10
guys
straight
were dropping balls.
From the 2.5. They almost moved the end zone like a yard and a half closer. It's gross.
Unbelievable.
Like, it was once Cam, a guy on Penn State, was wide open, they lobbed and dropped it. It was like a kid and a father and a son, and like, you know what I mean? And a small son. Like, they were on the 2-yard line. Like, they fooled everybody, and it was like, oh, he's wide open. The quarterback just sort of lobbed it, but he dropped it. It was like slippery and, All right, so I just got the play in. Calgary Stampeders to win the game, Hamilton to win the game, Raptors to win the game. What do you think of the World Series game tonight? Sal, it's a tricky one tonight. What do you make of it?
I'm going Stros. You know, there's some stat with the home team, the road team after a 1-1 going on the road in game three is like 9-2. And that fits the Astros, you know, profile nicely there. I think they're hitting the ball well. I like Ian Anderson under 3.5 strikeouts. You know, the Astros pitcher
I played the over.
You did go over? Well, no, over.
Yeah, with Anderson. Yeah, over 3.5.
Under in the game.
I like the under in the game.
Oh, man, I'm exactly opposite. But how is Anderson going to get 4 strikeouts in one inning? I guess he could strike him out and then throw it because he's not lasting longer than the first. That's going to be
whoa,
that.
Whoa, no. That's not a lot of faith in Anderson there, Sal. It's not, yes. Not bad.
I think he's a pretty good pitcher. 8-5 final. Garcia does. Hey. Garcia went 5 innings scoreless against the Red Sox. I think that's.
Oh, you're going over. So you like the opposite.
No, he's going. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's
going
to track me today.
He likes Houston in the over. Oh, boy.
It's hovered around the 8.5 all week, right? It was 6-2 and 7-2. I think we see a slugfest tonight.
He's from Clifton Park, New York, Ian Anderson. Look, he went 5 innings against the Brewers, against the Dodgers. He went 3 once, and then the other time he went 4.
Yeah.
And he went 4. He's only given up three runs, 3 earned runs in 3 starts. He's got 12 strikeouts.
It's got to be scary. I know. Like Altuve has 8 RBIs in 9 games, and you know Brantley's hit. I think he's 5-for-9 this series. So a lot of tough outs normally in that lineup. And then oh look, Cam's taking the helmet off. He's had enough.
Yeah, it's pretty hot in there.
Let's give him a hat.
Holy jeez! Yeah, no, I need some Advil. That thing's like it's like I got my head in a vice. God, that thing's tight.
Gabe bet under 6.5 minutes into the segment. It was a win. He barely cashed.
I just wear a mask to start off the segment. We did it for you. Yeah. Because the radio audience, difficult with the mask, right? You know,
True. With
the audio or Sirius XM.
You should wear that all the audience. Time. Like, how much would they at Sports Grid have to pay you to wire that all the time?
Told me he's going to go in his building and open up the elevator there. Yeah. I'm just hoping a kid's not there. Sir. He might go in his
I want to take... I'm going to wear this in the elevator, but in the condo, I'm going to stand, though, right at the front of the door, like when the door opens.
I love it.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm just going to be standing there. And I live in a very uptight condo. I'm going to scare the hell out of someone. They're going to probably complain. Oh, my God, that bad guy
scared me. Who's the guy in the devil mask?
Devils!
Devils!
Oh God!
All right, so listen, we're seeing this game totally different. Sounds like under on Anderson and the over the game. I got Anderson over strikeouts, and I got under in this game. You know why, Sal? Neither offense has ever seen either pitcher before. And Garcia, that's that true. Dude. He does the baby rock. Right? He does that weird.
Yeah, right. He loves it. Yeah.
The little baby rock. He throws. I don't know. I think I just see it in the rain tonight. I feel it's a lower scoring game, but let's get into your Dallas Cowboys. So, Dr. Sal, what's the prognosis on Dak? Doesn't sound like he's going to play. It doesn't sound like he even wants to play.
Exactly. Well, he claims that he wants to play. He's saying all the right things, but it's not going to be his choice anyway. I mean, as a Cowboys fan, of course I want to see them reel off like 12, 13 in a row. That's fun, right? But let's face it. Is there a huge difference between being the 2 seed? They're not going to be the 1 seed, and that's the only seed that gets a bye. So they're going to be somewhere between 2 and 4, right? So I don't see it as a huge deal. I know going on the road might be tough in the playoffs, but they're the better team. They'll do it. What do they have to do to win this division? Win 8 games? I mean, do you have to be any better than 8-9 to win the NFC East? So rest him. Rest Zeke if you want to. They'll scratch out 3 more wins the rest of the way. And then, let's make sure everyone's healthy coming into the playoffs.
So it sounds like you're waving a flag here. I like the Vikings. I already put my bet in. I wish I would have bet it earlier in the week. I got it at minus 148 on the money line.
I got him at plus 1, Gabe, when the line came out. I like the Vikings. Yeah, no, it's great. Great pick. Got that in my back pocket. Yeah, it's great.
Cooper Rush will be the starting quarterback if it's not that. Cooper Rush.
Yeah, he's horrible. They never really fixed that. I don't know why. I don't know why it's Cooper Rush after all this time.
It's a great point, Sal. Like, the Dallas Cowboys are actual contenders. You got to get a backup quarterback there. Like, you're a good team. You can't have Cooper Rush if Prescott goes down. It's not right. They screwed up.
Guarantee you'll hear Cam's name. You'll hear Mariota's name come Monday if things go south with Cooper Rush for sure. But, you know, Vikings defense, I would get – there's nice, some nice props on Zeke out there. I think on FanDuel you can get him like 24-1 to lead the league in rushing for Sunday. They're going to lean on him. You know, he's got four straight games, 100 yards from scrimmage, 26th in the league. I think the Vikings are DVOA in rush defense, so that could be a good bet. They could stay with the Vikings. It could be a close game, but I have a lot of friends who took the Vikings in a teaser. They crossed the 7 plus 8.5, and they're throwing parades for themselves right now.
It's going to be a wild night, Halloween night, Minnesota. I think Minnesota have turned a corner a little bit. They were plagued with bad luck the last couple of years. Their secondary, as you mentioned, their secondary is not great, but they do a good job getting at the quarterback, right? They lead the National Football League in sacks with 21. And I tell you, if it's Cooper Rush, I'll be betting the over sack prop in that football game. What else are you looking at in the NFL this weekend or college? Some big games. We got the cocktail party in Georgia, Florida, big time Michigan and Michigan State. First time that they're both ranked in the top 10 playing each other since the Beatles landed in America in 1964.
Is that what it was, 64? Yeah. The Paul Bunyan? Yeah, 64. Mary Poppins
was the number one movie in theaters.
Yeah, Mary Poppins and Cinderella, because the clock strikes midnight on Harbaugh, who's 0-12 against ranked teams, top 10 teams on the road. And I think this is going to be – you know, we're not betting on Tyler Lewerke anymore for Michigan State. This quarterback's Eason. They have Walker's a great running back, and I think they win outright. Forget the points. I like Michigan State.
All right, we're done with Sal. All right, Sal. I'm a Michigan fan, so no, that's a tough spot. I should be more of a pick 'em this game. It really should. And the number keeps creeping up. If you like Michigan State, everybody, I think you wait. Because I think the public is jumping in on Michigan right now as the game gets closer. I like the under. I think that's the best bet in this game. I think it's going to be a slugfest. Yes. It's going to be raining in East Lansing tomorrow morning, early start time. Both undefeated, playoff spots on the line. Big time game. I'm going under the number. Cousin Sal.
You can't lose them all. Yes. Let me get it in.
Hamilton, Calgary.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And the Raptors. Money line.
Beautiful. See you next week, guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's get into the 7 o'clock Eastern picks here. We do have some breaking news from the National Hockey League. It appears as though the Jack Eichel saga is coming to an end, and he's about to be traded to Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Golden Knights are reportedly close to finalizing a deal for Jack Eichel, Cam. Vegas, fantastic. You don't sound thrilled.
Of all the teams, like, I got to be honest with you, the people of Vegas have already been spoiled. If you're living down in Vegas and listening, like, there's hockey-starved markets, and now you get Jack Eichel. Like, this team was definitely on a decline.
And Eichel ends really up in Vegas after all this, too.
Oh, yeah. It's just perfect. It's just perfect. The only thing that could have been worse, like, if he went to the Lightning again, you like, or something like that, you give them the Stanley Cup.
Oh, the Lightning. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Stanley C. Panthers still, like, you know, they're a good team or whatever. Vegas was really a team on the decline, Gabe, but... hey, good on him. I thought he might end up in Columbus, but that team doesn't.
What can they give up for?
The guts to do. Like, well, they're going to be giving up a lot. A lot.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say what.
Draft
it doesn't
picks.
Say what. It just says
cash, draft picks, everything. Like,
yeah, but their draft picks are low all the time.
they're already top heavy.
They don't have any young stars like you know what I mean? It's not like, all right, we'll take this young guy and that young guy.
Yeah.
I would take Theodore from them, but they're not going to take the defenseman there.
They're going to have one of their defensemen is gone. They just signed Zach Whitecloud to an extension yesterday. One of their defensemen's done. I don't know if it's going to be Alex Martinez and other – there's no way they could just walk out with cash. It's got to be draft picks, a defenseman, and probably another forward. We'll see.
All right. Crazy. So I just figured I'd throw it out there. Okay, so the Canadian parlay. I like that parlay, Cam. Raptors to win. Mm-hmm. Calgary Stampeders to win. Hamilton Tiger Cats to win. That's the only early – the Raptors and the Magic are the only 7 o'clock basketball. 7 o'clock hockey. Let's blast through. We'll have to hit on the other side. Arizona at Washington, Chicago, Carolina – Columbus and the Rangers and Florida without the coach and the Red Wings. What do you make of the hockey card early? What do you like?
I'm going to tell you, Gabe, I'm going to take a shot with I'm going to take a shot with the Red Wings plus 158 on FanDuel and plus 1.5 in parlays. I'm also going to take a shot with Columbus plus 1.5 and plus 152 in a parlay with Washington and the Carolina Hurricanes is minus 118. Sold.
All right, we'll break it down on the other side.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.